Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to All Things WordPress and WooCommerce. You do the Woo Podcast Show. Woo! Woo! This show is brought to you by Hostinger. Whether you're building a WordPress site or specifically a Woo shop, their infrastructure brings your client's site speed, uptime, and security. And OmniSend, the email and SMS marketing CRM solution for WooCommerce shops and your own website. Today, we're doing another small piece from CloudFest Hackathon. This time, it's a short conversation I had with my friend Patricia during the event telling us why a no-coder can still be involved in any hackathon. Specifically, let's talk next year's CloudFest Hackathon. So I'm here, Bob WP, at the CloudFest Hackathon. And you may say, why is Bob at a hackathon? First of all, I'm a media partner, and I'm enjoying talking to everybody. Plus, it's a very high-energy experience as a non-developer. So you're saying, hey, do you have to be a developer to be at a hackathon? I have the perfect person to tell you, no, you don't have to be. Patricia, we're going to have her introduce herself and tell you about her experience, why she decided to get involved with the hackathon, even though she's not a developer. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for having me here. Indeed. I have always thought that I had not my place at the CloudFest Hackathon for the past years. And one of my friends, Florian from Lausanne, I attended the WordPress meetup in Lausanne, and he came in the previous years, and I thought, okay, that's nice. It's at Europa Park. The roller coasters are open. I would like to join, but I'm not a developer. I thought hackathon means to hack. Hackers are developer in my mind. But now I know a little bit better. So first, I'm a WordPress contributor in the community team organizing events, such as the meetups in Geneva, the WordCamps in Switzerland, and this year as well, the WordCamp Europe. I'm a co-organizer for the WordCamp Europe, 24. And last year, WordCamp Europe 23 in Athens, I was invited to a panel, how to contribute to WordPress without knowing how to code. And that was very nice to realize, I knew it, but to realize how important a non-developer also part of every project. For example, documentation, translation, that's so important. This year, I was talking with my good friend Annemieke Bovelet about her project here at the Hackathon. I think I talked with her in December 23, and she said, oh, you know what? You would be very useful on my project because you work at research. You have research skills and also good relationship with a lot of people. So that could be very useful on my project. Do you want to come? And I was so thrilled to know. What? Me at the hackathon? Oh, yeah. I'm participating to her project. And for now, my tasks are to manage the project on GitHub. And I must say that now I'm a bit more at ease with GitHub thanks of joining recently the GatherPress team. I learned a lot about GitHub project and issue and, yeah, to follow the project that opens a Kanban board, like to do in progress and done. So that's important. So that's what I could do with all the person in the project, Annemieke project, which is an accessibility project called Can Everyone Use? Yes, talking to everyone in the team. We are preparing the translations for the tool. We are managing the thing on GitHub, so that's also very important. And yesterday, the first day of the hackathon, I went to every other project tables and I spoke with many developers and asking questions to gather data and analyze what they are using about development framework, UI, libraries. And yeah, it was important for the people in our team to know what other people use and that what we can make to have those more accessible, actually.
So what I'm hearing is that people out there may not know they have the talents, even though they're not a developer, that will really help at a hackathon. And at the same time, you're going to probably learn a lot about things you don't know that will inspire you to continue doing things and maybe even learning more. So what do you say to everybody out there? It's be like Patricia. Go to a hackathon.
Yeah, be like me and apply next year. So what I would say is if you have any skills, and I'm sure you have because everyone have one or several, you can join and be useful in a team. Obviously, it's a team to develop things, but every other skills is necessary. You have to be open-minded and willing to learn. Of course, if you are too shy and stay in your aside, this maybe will not work. But if you are willing to learn and talk with a lot of people and do the work, you are totally belonging here. So you can apply from at the end of the year, I think, for next year CloudFest Hackathon. And it's also a very nice experience. It's a bit the same energy that I see in WordCamps. And also a very interesting part is I'm very used to go to WordCamps, so I'm very much into the WordPress community. But here I met a Joomla team and people from Typo3 development. And it was really interesting to talk with the Joomla people because the first evening I met them after the bar in the hotel lounge. And they said, yeah, we are Joomla and everything is already accessible in our tool. So I say, can I sit? because that's my type. Can I sit with you and have a talk? And it was really interesting to share ideas and talk and learn, like I always like to do. When someone knows something that I don't know, I like.
As you can hear, not see, yeah, this is the thing to do. I actually had somebody suggest I put together some kind of WordPress podcasting, some kind of project next year. Now, I don't have any idea what that would look like, but you never know what will transpire. But yeah, so do it. It's an experience you will never regret if it's something that fits your goals and what you want to do, and a great way to meet some very cool people. So thank you, Patricia, and thank you for coming to the hackathon.
Thank you so much, and it's such a pleasure to see you.
Well, I want to both applaud and thank Patricia for sharing her experiences and doing all she does for the WordPress community. Also, do check out hostinger.com and omnisem.com, sponsors of all things WordPress and WooCommerce. So until the next time,